Love yourself first, and everything else falls into line. The famous American comedian Lucille Ball said, "Love yourself first, and everything else falls into line." You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. Lucille loved herself enough to get a lot done. She was the first woman to have creative control over her own television show. She co-owned the world's first independent television production company, Desilu Productions. And she became the first Hollywood female CEO when she bought her husband out. For each of the Titanides in this chapter, loving yourself first is a conscious choice. For Jennifer, it means knowing her worth, taking a deep breath, and asking for it. For Lori, it's six little words that remind her to put herself first and protect her boundaries. For Laura, it's the sudden realization that the savior she's been waiting for is herself, that the unbreakable woman inside is the one who will come to save her. For Billy, it's the sudden realization in a moment of crisis that she is built for bigger things, and the universe has a plan for her. For Lori, it means looking inward for validation and realizing that self-love can only come from within. And for Lynn, it's the permission to simply be herself and to know that that is enough. For many women, putting ourselves first is difficult. We tend to give more than we get. We let others take advantage of us, and we settle for scraps until one day when we are finally forced to say that enough is enough. Lucille Ball is such an amazing example here because she never settled for scraps. She was always fighting for herself and her dreams in a male-dominated world. Her famous TV character, Lucy, was always scheming and conniving to break into showbiz. In real life, Lucy's company created some of the most enduring and profitable shows on television. And Lucille did it all because she loved herself and believed that she was worthy and capable of doing great things. So remember, if you want to get anything done in this world, you've got to love yourself first. 1. Jennifer Stevens. Just because money isn't your first motivator, it doesn't mean you don't deserve to get paid what you're worth. On the slippery relationship between giving and worth. Dear Jen, you tend to give more than you get. There's nothing wrong with this in principle. It's laudable to be helpful and thoughtful, to be conscientious and generous, to just put your head down and do what needs doing because somebody must. There isn't a story of progress that doesn't include somebody pushing on and getting the job done, never mind the compensation or recognition. That's just not the point. But when it comes to work, to your career, all that giving isn't always in your own best interest. People know you'll get the job done, so they let you do it. And because you're one of those people who gets the job done, you tend to carry on, whether you're being properly compensated or not. But you can't afford to function that way indefinitely, not when it comes to earning an income and building a business. It undercuts your value. People start to say things like, "See if Jen will do it. She'll get the job done right. And she's cheap." You can get the job done right and charge what you're worth. And you should, because people will pay for it when you ask them to. Part of the reason that women earn 80 cents to every male dollar is because we're reluctant to ask for that extra 20 cents. Of course, it was never about the money. You didn't study English lit because you intended to make millions of dollars. You didn't join the Peace Corps because you thought it would be a shrewd career move. But just because money isn't your first motivator, it doesn't mean you don't deserve to get paid what you're worth. you tend to undervalue the experience you've earned over time and the insights that experience grants you. When something seems obvious to you, you don't necessarily see the value in it. Sometimes you will be the only woman in the room, and early on, you may equate a difference in your perspective with it lacking worth. Don't do that. Have confidence. Often the other people in the room don't even realize they're missing something. So stop holding your tongue. Own your perspective, insights, recommendations, and ideas. Other people's opinions might be worth less, but because they have the confidence to ask, they get paid more. So keep giving. Keep carrying on. Keep getting the job done. Just stop along the way to remind yourself of the value you're providing. Understand what you're worth, and then take a deep breath and ask for it. Jen. After a 2-year stint on an East African island as a Peace Corps volunteer, followed by a junior editor gig at a startup magazine, Jennifer Stevens crashed a cocktail party and landed a job with Agora's flagship publication, International Living. She has now been editing and writing editorial and direct mail copy for 25 years and is today the chief copywriter and executive editor for International Living. 2. Lori Morgan. What lies behind us and what lies before us tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Dear Lori, remember when you discovered copywriting in 1999? The internet had just started to become a shade of what it is today, and you were desperately looking for a way to work from home so you could spend more time with your sons. You would never have believed it back then, but a lot of people ended up reading your copy and looked to you for career and life advice. I know, it's hard to believe now, but it's true. You actually became one of the first female copywriters in the info marketing industry. Someday you'll be happy to see so many women joining in the field. But at the time, you were something of a pioneer when it came to emotional response copy, especially for selling to women. Legends like John Carlton, Dan Kennedy, and Gary Halbert even considered you a peer, working with you on programs to sell to their fans. The fact is, you became touted as a guru for females in the marketing space. You ended up running events, seminars, and courses. You taught thousands of people all over the world how to become copywriters and marketers. But as you come up on the 20th anniversary of your entry into copywriting, you will want to give it all up. You will want to get a regular job. You will want a quiet little life that avoids as many people as possible, so you don't have to talk about all the ways you're failing in your marriage, in your business, in yourself. By 2016, your second marriage will be so stressful that you will barely eat for a year. You'll live on Ensure, a meal replacement used for old people who can't chew their food. You'll drag yourself through the days and try to convince yourself that you've had a good enough life, so it's okay to settle for misery. As a last-ditch effort to give yourself a kickstart, you will sink months of hard labor and over $10,000 into building a course that will not create a cent in revenue. Not one single penny. You will hit rock bottom. And that's what you'll need. Next, things will start to get brighter again. It's at this point that you will realize that the universe is moving and something was very misaligned in your life. You get to make different choices. And the moment you do, a light will switch on and bring you back to yourself. In that moment, choosing to meet your own needs regardless of what others think, you will realize that you don't have to stay where you are. it will suddenly become clear that you don't have to be miserable. You can take care of yourself, and you have a lot of options in front of you. Best of all, you will remember who you are and realize, not for the first time, that self-love has to come from within. No one else can validate you. You have to trust yourself and learn that it's okay to do what's right just for you. You are the only person you have to please. If you're happy, then your choices are right. So, remember who you are. Remember that you are the only one who can create the life you want. You are the only one who can share your gifts with the world. Sometimes you might still get into a bad frame of mind. That's okay. You're only human. So here are some techniques to shift yourself back into greatness. 1. Take care of yourself first. It's so easy to let clients, colleagues, friends, and family dictate how you will prioritize your day. Don't put off what feeds you. Schedule in your time first. Be sure you schedule in exercise, healthy meals, and fun time. You can't be creative if you are just working, working, working. 2. Own it, baby. No matter what you wear or how you feel, throw your shoulders back, stand up straight, and smile. When we physically act as if we are all that and a bag of chips, our mind starts believing it too. You can use this technique when you're working out and feeling exhausted too. Try smiling and tightening up your form. Before you know it, you'll have an added burst of energy. So, fake it till you make it.